Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching Radio on the Wisdom Radio Network. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and also a published author, and have some CDs, the Letting Go CD, the Money Is My Friend CD, and soon to come out is Expand Your Life and the Sunrise Meditation. And the Sunrise Meditation is about how the sun will open you up and see how the world is. But it's about engaging in your inner self. And that's what this coaching is all about, Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. But before we get into that, I want to talk about Be First Inc., Tom Ski and Be First Inc., Amy Legner, Be Wisdom Publishing, and Precious Gems Publishing. And Tom with Be First Inc. has a plethora of online newspapers he manages. And he's in. And if you're really open to expanding your business, Tom has a way for you to write in the newspapers and stuff like that. And he really opens you up in a new way, and he opens out your business because they'll expand your brand and open out your prospering wise, so your enterprising eye see what's confronting you. And that's what this is all about. And if Be First Inc., he can put your business in front of 17 million people and do that. BeFirstInc.com. And Tom's website is tom@BeFirstInc.com. And Amy with Be Wisdom Publishing is B-Wisdom.com. And with Precious Gems Publishing, it's just PreciousGemsPublishing.com. And there's all tied up magazines. There's just a plethora of stuff under the Be First umbrella that will expand your brand to understand you can. It's really about engaging in yourself and opening out who you are. And that is what this is all about, because we get so caught up in everything, we get afraid of our own self. Right now, the world is looking for people that will expand who they are. Expand the innovation in the world, the innovation in things that will move the world forward haven't even been introduced to the people yet. And that's the biggest thing there is. How can you introduce things to a world that is mixed up and let down? The world is so afraid of getting away from the corporate fascism, we're afraid to expand the brand of who we are and live a new born life. But we have to open out new vision and really expand everything in the right way. And that's what will happen when you choose to let go of everything and do everything that you can for yourself. And it's really about expanding that inner self is what this is all about. And when you really choose to engage in it, you really choose to expand everything. But if you could do anything, when you choose to do anything, what would you do when you had the choice to do what you chose to do every day? What would that be? And how are you afraid to see that in yourself? And how will you just really open up just to see this and just expand through it? You know, anybody can sit on the sidelines of life, but it takes an entrepreneur, but it takes some little sassy pizzazz to go forward. You can have a little sassiness in your inner self to move yourself forward. And that's what this is all about, is being willing to move forward and really superly engage in that inner stage. But it isn't the stage. It's your own willingness is where you really have to engage. If there was a burning plank and there was everything you desired on the other side, how would you get there to get it? And what would you do to get over there to get it? that's the thing we really have to open up here, is where is it inside you that you really, really have to open up and engage in? It isn't about doing anything extraordinary. It's about letting go of the unordinary. It's about letting go of the paradoxes of the smallpox that's got you vaccinated and ingrained in a disease of I can't. How are you ingrained in a game of I can't rather than in a game of I can expand, understand, I can to move forward in every facet of your life? So what do you think you'd have to do to move forward in life? You know, life isn't about what you can't do, because we can't do anything until we choose to do something. And that is what really holds a lot of people back, is they're really afraid of who they are on the inside. And the inside of you is where the light of your wisdom lives. It's not about who you think it should be. It's what are you willing to do in your everyday life that will expand the people you're around and actually open up your cascading. How are you yearning to earn? How are you yearning to learn to earn a cascading cash flow? So what are you going to do when you choose to earn that cash, that cascading cash flow? You know, everybody wants money, but they want the money without doing the expansion on the inside. And that's where the real stuff lies. What is the lift of your wisdom? And where are you afraid to go forward in life? Because life isn't about what you don't know. Everybody already knows what they don't know. But is it that you don't know it? Are you unwilling to expand into it? Because the solar incognita is where all your dreams lie in the solar system. See, we're so ingrained here on Earth to stay in the same paradox where we live. We're afraid to really move forward and do something else. And that's what it is. And, you know, as you're moving forward in life, life really opens up to expand in a new way. People really stop believing in themselves when they stop seeing themselves be successful and understand every situation in life is not going to go forward your way. It's actually going to go forward in your higher self's way, to expand yourself. And you can't really care what other people think or what other people do. Because when you don't do it, you can't do it. Because life is a freedom on the inside to be free in the physical world. You know, the physical world is nothing more than the inside of yourself. But how would you like to, what would you like to experience in your daily life? And what would you like to do to generate an income that would take over your current income but really allow you to do what you choose to do? What is it that you really, really want to engage in? And what do you really want to open up? And how will you expand the universe and the people? That's what you're really open up to. You know, we get so afraid of life. We think that if we ain't making somebody else happy, we're being disingenuous to ourselves. And that's the biggest lie we live right there. When you're trying to make other people happy, you're really, the one you're making unhappy is you. There is nothing wrong with doing what you choose to do. Only thing wrong with not doing what you choose to do is letting somebody else do it for you. See, that's something that life really deals to us. When we allow other things to dictate things to us. And when you're allowing other things to dictate it, who's running your, who is in the one moving your life forward? It's the outside sources. And I noticed this the other day. People love to be beat up, treated like shit. That way, the pessimism inside of themselves can really engage the drama that everybody chooses to live. And everybody chooses to live in drama because it's easier to live in drama than it is to expand and live in the serenity of the sapience within oneself. You know, life is fair because life is what we live. And see, we don't accept our learning lessons, and we really don't accept ourselves to move forward. That is something that you really have to be open to, is engaging. And what, write down 5 things you know about yourself and ask them how your limitations, and 5 things you like about yourself, and then ask yourself, how can you move yourself forward and do the things you want or your desire? Because you got to yearn to learn to earn your cascading cash flow. And that is something you really have to choose to do yourself. You cannot allow other people to engage you can't allow other people to engage you in their dreams. And that's what happens to me when I really, really sit down and I start getting into the drama of the job. Or whatever I'm doing, if I get into the drama and the pessimism, it really takes away from everything I do. You know, the only one that can really take anything away from what I do is me. And that is something I'm really, really facing up with now and really quitting to do. And do something that enlightens my inner self. And how can you enlighten your inner self? How are you afraid to do something? How are you afraid to do something that makes other people uncomfortable, but you choose to like to do? In business, in personalities, in anything, how is it that you really choose to do it, and yet you're afraid to move forward? How do you engage? I've done this many times. I engage in other people's happiness, thinking if I make them happy or I satisfy them, they'll be my friend. And yet they turn around and take advantage of you. I've had that happen. Have you? And what does that do to your self-esteem? You know, if you can't tell somebody no and they don't get mad without them getting mad, you really can't do much. And life will not treat you any fairer or any worse than it does right then. But it's the pessimism in ourselves, wanting to belong to a society and be somebody while trying to fit into society. We don't follow our dreams and we shake them off and say that was stupid anyway. And how do you know that what's stupid is really the pathway to take? The stupid don't exist because everybody's got everything for themselves to do. And the call-in number is 718-305-6548. If anybody chooses to engage, I would love to have the conversation. But as you're looking at your life, how do you criticize your life and everything you've done? You know, the more you criticize, actually, the more... the more you criticize yourself, the more you're really shutting down your dreams, because you're really criticizing the dreamer within yourself. And that is what happens when you let go of everything. I mean, when you're really, really playing something and you're really not doing what you choose to do, you're really not doing anything you really desire to do. And when your desire isn't in it, how does that really, really hold you back? It's like life has got to be a first love. It really does. You got to yearn to see it, and you got to do everything to get to where you want to go. Just like anything else. But the freedom will flow when you're willing to let go. But who are you afraid to tell your ideas to? And how do you quit telling people in the universe your ideas because you're afraid somebody's going to laugh at you? You know, being laughed at for your own ideas is making somebody else uncomfortable. And when you're uncomfortable with your ideas, how do you feel on the inner self? You know, the inner self is so fertile with wisdom and grit that we're really, really afraid to engage into that. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is going to choose to do, is really engage you in the inner sage and not anything else. Because when you're afraid of yourself and you're afraid of who you are, what do you think other people's doing? And when you're afraid to engage in your dreams and your desires, what's going to happen? And how are you going to live when everybody else is doing something else that you want to do? And when it comes to really engaging in that, how do you shy away because you're afraid that you may not look good in the eyes of somebody you idolize? You got to let go of being idolizing people and idolizing the person you see in the mirror, because that's the person that is going to expand you and move you forward, is that person in the mirror. Because that's probably the most omnipotent person you've never known, is the one you see in the mirror. How's mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me who I am today, the strongest thing you can do for you? How is that going to open out a new philosophy? And, you know, to be successful, you actually have to philosophize your own life. And that is something you really, really have to choose to be open to do, is engaging in that inner self. Because the only one that can really engage in that is you. But we're so afraid that somebody's going to see us and see our true brilliance that we want to hide. Because when you said something as a child, people actually made fun of it because your parents made fun of it in front of other people. And how did that really, really take away? How does that take away from you doing your dreams now? How is what your parents did to you really the disillusionment of your dreams and doing things you desire to do? You know, anybody can absolutely do nothing. I mean, and you can go through the motions of doing something, thinking you're doing something, but yet you're not doing anything. And when you do that, what is stealing from you? How do you steal from your own self by not being taking care of your own dreams? You know, your dreams, that's your own reality, actually, because that's your deal. And when you have a bad dream, how are you not paying attention to the good of yourself? That is something else that's going to happen here and move forward and do things. You know, life isn't about what you can do for everybody else. It's what you can do for yourself to expand other people. And that's what you really, really, really are engaging in here. What is that invention, the book, the song, and anything else you can think of that is, what is it that you can really think and feel inside yourself that'll make yourself engage and open up that core? It's a hard area where you have to open it up first. You know, that spiritual self for yourself, and you want to quit falling into the drama of the coaching in the spiritual world, because the drama of that world has got you going and spinning and really feeling good inside this yourself. But how do you get caught up in your own drama and your own inner thoughts, and how do you let that inner dialogue stir up the negativity and pessimism that you really, really live on? And if it even is one little bit positive or moving you forward, how do you really stop that and feel uncomfortable when you get into a positive mood, a positive emotional swing? How does that stop you? And how does that let different things happen to you? And that really does engage in who you are. You know, when you disallow yourself to be the hero of yourself, you're really disallowing your true omnipotence to move you forward and live the life you desire. You know, if the easiest thing we do is nothing. And actually, that's a lie. That's the hardest thing we do is nothing. And when you're doing nothing, you're living nothing. You know? And when you do it nothing, you're living on the couch and really trying to do something to really expand everything. You know, that's something else we really have to be doing, is whatever is holding you back. You have to discover the holdback, the trailers, the inner self that isn't moving your life forward. And every time you have a good idea, what's that little thing that pops in after you got it all? Feeling good in yourself and everything going good. How is that what's holding you back? And what do you do every day the same that you do every day? And how do you react to every situation the same way? And when something feels like it's going to be disoriented, how do you really step back and do nothing? And you just say that's the way it is, rather than look into the light of the wisdom. Because you encompass the wisdom to really innovate and motivate your life and inspire yourself to move forward. But yet you engage in the negativity because it feels good. It makes you feel good to stay the same. And that's where a lot of things happen. And people want to write books about telling you your life is messed up. Your life isn't messed up. It's the letting go of what you think is messed up and listening to people that are trying to ingrain you in being the same. The only one that can keep you the same in your life is you. And you're absolutely the only one that can keep you exactly the same today as you are tomorrow. But when you choose to move forward, it's going to be uncomfortable because you're heading into an incognita within yourself. You're going into the inner incognita. That's your inner self where you've never been. And it's really about opening out the trust of in your inner self. When you can trust yourself, the world and the universe and other people trust you. But you can't distrust and trust anything without going into your inner self. You know, I'm working on some things, and I'm really putting together a seminar, Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Radio. I'm putting together a seminar that will really move people forward. And all it is about letting go of everything you think that's inside yourself. Well, it's really about letting go of thinking the physical world, and you control the physical world by controlling everything else. When you open out to understand you can't trust nothing, I mean you control nothing, sorry. You can't trust anything until you trust yourself. And when you trust yourself, everything else in the world will start trusting you. But it's really letting go of the control and understand the world is a mystical experience as you unleash your magical essence of your inner prize into the universe. So what is it that you feel you can do better than anybody else and you're the only one that can do it? What do you feel is better about that? Because you're the only one that can really engage in that. You know, it isn't so much what you're afraid to engage in. What are you willing to let go so you can engage? You know, I love my parents, but they grew up in the 30s. They grew up in the 30s. And they carried the 1930s with them all the way along. They were so afraid of everything, they couldn't do nothing. They're the greatest people on earth because they put up with me for all my life. And I got to honor them because I can't say I'm always the most honest, the easiest person, because I'm not. But I understand things now that I never understood before. And that is a whole new realm of life for everybody. You know, when you start engaging in that self of yours, you're going to let go of some things that you thought you couldn't live out without. And, you know, we hide behind what the media tells us we can't do. Have you ever felt that? No. You have to really move forward to do it and do it in a better and a different way. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching will do. It'll engage you. Now, I want to give you my phone number. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. My coaching, my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. And my email is cowboynlp@gmail.com. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to allow you a place to feel safe to let go and to expand the fans so you can understand you can unleash and canonize abilities to move your life forward and really enjoy your life. And I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching Radio, and I want to thank you, and we'll see you next Monday night. And good night.